Welcome to Be Who You Really Are. I'm Tegan and I'm obsessed with showing you how to live life your own way. I do this not by telling you what to do, but by guiding you to reconnect to your intuition. I utilize the Human Design System in my Human Design Hack segment at the end of each episode, so you will learn how each of the topics I explore applies to your unique energetic blueprint. The advice you receive will be catered to who you really are, not who you think you should be. The days of trusting external authorities to make our decisions for us are coming to an end. There's no better time than right now to reconnect to the real you, the version of you that's excited for your future, the version of you that makes your own choices and in doing so gets to consciously create the life of their dreams. This is my wish for you, and this is what my podcast is all about, showing you how to trust yourself completely as you create the relationships, the opportunities, and the lifestyles you've always dreamed of. In these episodes, we will explore each topic from three angles, from an individual level, a relationship level, and a human design level. Save this podcast in your favorites because it's about to change your life. Well, you're about to change your life. Now, let's get into today's episode. Okay, guys, what would you say if I told you that you could experience the high on life moments all of the time? You'd probably say, get fucked, Tegan. That's not realistic. That's a load of shit. And look, partially I still even agree with you on that subject, what we just said here, but I'm going to be trying my absolute best to share with you in this episode how you truly can just live a high on life. You know, you can have the beautiful experience of life with you most of the time. It can be the normal of your experience. It's not something that you see sometimes, you know, it's like, oh, that made my day, like finally a good person or finally something nice. It can be the opposite. It can be like you might have moments where it's like, oh, that wasn't really what I wanted or fuck this. But for the most part, you can have a high on life. So I'm going to talk to you about how this can actually be a reality for you through taking you on a kind of process of analysis regarding your emotional states and what most people do when it comes to interacting with their own emotions, and how this is why many people are not living a high on life. They're living a life kind of sucks life, but hopefully there'll be a good tomorrow life. We don't want to do that, okay? And I know what it feels like because I've definitely lived that for a while, that, oh, maybe tomorrow will be a better day type of life. But I unsubscribed from that a long while ago, and I'm going to show you through what I'm going to be sharing in this episode, I'm going to show you how you can do the same, okay? And it's really a state of mind. It's a first and foremost process of taking ownership of your experience. No one's coming to save you, okay? No one is. Nothing is going to get better unless you decide it does. And if you are experiencing life in a particular way right now that you don't want to experience forever and you want to get away from, the first thing you need to do is acknowledge that you are the one creating that experience. You have to take responsibility for it. And you don't need to blame yourself. This is why most people don't do it, because we have this innate fucking programming to automatically blame, shame, and guilt ourselves and also other people and just everything around us. I want you to just, again, unsubscribe from blame, shame, and guilt because, I'm going to tell you why those are really important emotions to experience. But I want you to know that you don't have to, when you take responsibility for your life, you don't have to blame yourself for your life, because it's in the blaming yourself for something being shit that you actually ring yourself back through the same loop that you're trying to escape, essentially. And when you just accept things for as they are and accept it for as it is, that's when usually everything changes. It's so funny because when you try to change things, usually it doesn't really work. And when you stop trying, it happens. And it's really funny. But you had to go through the process of trying to force whatever it was you were trying to force to get to the moment where suddenly it all clicks. So it's all cool. It's all part of the plan. But okay, what I'm going to be breaking down is first and foremost how most of us respond to our emotions, okay? And where a lot of our issues are coming from, I want to say right now, aren't coming from our emotional state. They're actually coming from our perception, because our emotions are not the source, okay? Our emotions are a response to how we perceive life and how we perceive ourselves and how we perceive just everything, the whole experience that we're having. So what I mean by perception is, again, the fact that we're meaning-creating machines and we're creating meaning 24/7, 7 days a week. And most of us are creating meaning in a way that was programmed, in a way that was taught to us by other people, our parents, teachers, where we grew up. We basically learn the societal way of thinking and living. And we don't question that programming. We tend to just, it's just going on in the background and most of us can't even access it. We don't even have that awareness of it. So what I'm going to be breaking down right now is the general consensus of how most people interact with themselves on an emotional level, okay? So I want you to imagine that your house, like you're in your home and there's just all of a sudden a knock at the door that you just were not expecting. You're like, what the fuck is this? And you're vibing, okay? You're having a great time. And then, oh, pardon me. Goodness me, sorry about that. I'm just yawning here. And then what happens is, yeah, you get this unexpected knock at the door and you go downstairs and you look through the peephole and you're like, goddamn fucking shit. Why the fuck is sadness at my door right now? Fuck you, sadness. So you don't let the sadness in. You're like, I don't want sadness to come in. Like, I am sick of that shit. I want to be happy, you know? So you don't let sadness in and you just, and sadness continues to knock at the door. And this goes on for goodness knows how long, okay? Maybe what happens is you get earbuds because you're like, I'm not dealing with this. I don't want sadness to come in. So I'm just going to get earbuds. So you fucking order some shit on Amazon and you get them to drop it off to the other door where sadness isn't. And that's how you deal with it. So you're not really hearing the knocking anymore, but there's still that like, oh my God, it's there, but I'm not with it. I'm not experiencing it. This is how most of us deal with what we perceive to be negative experience, okay? So when we're feeling distraught, depressed, angry, sad, like just, well, you can think of all of the emotions that we would associate, oh, I don't want to feel that way. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not saying that they're bad emotions because they're actually completely necessary. Oh, sorry, my phone keeps going off. Completely necessary to have, but not necessarily what we want because, yeah, most of us prefer to be in the emotional state of happy. So sadness just stays there and doesn't ever get acknowledged. This is actually what I would call suffering. This is what most people are doing. They're in this limbo state of not actually feeling their emotions or experiencing their emotions. Like sadness is there, but they're not experiencing it. They're not letting sadness in. They're not actually at one with that sadness because this is what I'm getting at. This is actually the power and the purpose of our emotional states. Get rid of the idea of having good or bad emotions. Sadness is just an emotion that's just as awesome as happiness, okay? Because they're like guides. Like our emotions are our like internal guides. And what are they internalizing and processing for us? How we perceive and create meaning because they're coming from not the reality, like this solid one reality, but from how we perceive the reality around us. So we have an emotional response, and that's why sadness comes knocking at the door. Most of us, how we've been programmed to deal with our emotions is not to deal with them, but to ignore them and pretend they're not there in the hopes that they'll just disappear. And then, as I said, they don't really disappear. We just get earbuds or we get earmuffs or we put loud music on so we can kind of just ignore the fact that sadness is there. And then over time, that becomes the standard. So we don't even know when sadness comes knocking at the door because we can't hear it anymore. And this is what's happened. And when we are disconnecting from our emotional states, we're actually disconnecting from our body and from our intuition and from our from our higher selves, like from who we really are. That's really what I'm getting at. So when you're disconnected from your emotions, you're disconnected from who you really are. And I had to work through this so much because I was such a repressor. Like I didn't even realize how much I repressed certain emotions. I'm really proud to say that where I'm at right now in my life, I'm so much more just like at one with all my emotional states. And it's such a way to be because this is what I mean by your life can be like a high on life, because the actual thing that you don't want to deal with isn't the sadness. It's actually the fact, it's that moment there where there's a knock at the door and you're not answering. That's what you don't want to deal with, but it's conditioned so deeply that we think that's the best way to deal with it. So we're actually kind of like trying to punish the emotional state, like, oh, fuck off, sadness, fuck you, you know? So we're actually like kind of getting mad or getting resistant about how we feel instead of embracing how we feel. And what we end up attacking is our emotional state. So we go, oh, I shouldn't be angry. I shouldn't be sad. I shouldn't be this. I shouldn't be that. We reject the emotional state. We get heavy duty earbuds, blast the music, distract ourselves, never actually become one with that feeling and that emotion. And this is how the cycle will just continue. But what really we want to be exploring and perhaps attacking and being a little bit of a warrior with is our perception, because it's our perception that is the reason that the emotion has come knocking. And this is the importance of our emotional state, guys. It is there to give us something. It is literally a teacher. It is a guide. It is a guide. So when sadness comes to your door, it's so powerful for you to answer that call. And you see, when we stop creating resistance in our lives and we actually get to have a high on life, as I said, it's not that we don't experience sadness or all these other emotions. It means that we have no resistance around these emotions anymore. So when you hear sadness knocking, you go check the peephole, you're like, oh guys, okay, sadness is here. You just open the door and you let sadness in and you greet sadness like a friend. You don't go, fuck off sadness, you fucking prick. You go, hi sadness, welcome. And you let sadness in and you have a cup of tea together. And you see, when you're at one with your emotions, usually this is beautiful, actually. You can learn to love being at one with whatever the emotion is, because you'll quickly realize how powerful this process is, because this is where you're going to get the new awareness. This is where why sadness is here. Sadness is here to connect you to something. It's here to remind you, hey, Tegan, like the reason I'm here right now is because this perception, this is how you're perceiving it. And this is the perception you have. And you can now decide, like this awareness gives you that creative power again to go, wow, do I want to have this be my response? And as I said, because of course, like we have a natural inclination towards not wanting to be sad. So there must be a reason for that. It's not that sadness is bad or that it shouldn't be happening. It's just that we want to be here to experience joy. We want to be here to be having fun and being just really immersed in the beauty of the light of life and the moment. And that's the value of sadness and other emotions, because they are redirecting you back towards the pleasure of life. So you have to feel those emotional states to be able to bring the new awareness that this emotion is actually bringing to you, for you to now bring yourself back to the pleasure of life. So that's how you live. Like that's actually when you're living your life. You're really immersed with your emotional experience. You're really connected to this process. You're not avoiding the anger, the sadness, the depression. You're embracing it. You're like, come on in. And you're at one. You're no longer rejecting your emotional states. Instead, what you're realizing is where you can not so much reject, but I would say you have to be like a warrior, because these habits of thought, which are forming your perception, are just habits of thought. And they're pretty strong though, because they're habits. Like you've done them for so long that it feels like it's who you are, because you've also created an identity around the habits that you have. So that's why, again, it can feel kind of like you're losing yourself in this process of reconnecting to your emotional self, because now suddenly these things that you thought were you because they were habitual are things that you've decided to go to war against. You go, I don't want to feel this way anymore, so this perception is fucking bullshit. So instead of attacking your emotions, what you end up doing is kind of being a warrior with your perception instead. So this is actually what we want to be focusing on, not attacking the emotional response, but attacking the perception. And I mean, attacking is a very like aggressive word. I would say that you're a warrior. Like a warrior sounds more appropriate. You're a warrior with how you live. Like you are the creator. So you've got these habitual thoughts and habits which have created this kind of identity that's causing the resistance. So this is what's causing the sadness or the anger or the despair. It's these habits of thought, it's this perception that's causing these emotional responses. And that is, again, why your emotional responses are so powerful. They create the friction point. Like, that's the moment when the door knocks and you know it's sadness. That's where the awareness potential is created, because without that sadness, like that emotion pulling you in, you wouldn't be aware of what's happening. So that's why these emotions are powerful. And that's, again, why I was saying, like, you know, at the start I was joking around. Well, I wasn't joking around. I was saying you don't need to blame anyone for anything. You don't need to put fault anywhere. Like, release the blame, the shame, and the guilt. I'm not saying cancel blame, shame, and guilt. I'm just saying that when shame, blame, or guilt comes to your door and rings the doorbell, let them in. Because guess what? Even when you're not letting these emotions in, you're in a worse place than when you're feeling them, because you're still kind of, you're ashamed of the shame, you see? Like, you're guilty of the guilt. You're ashamed of the shame. You're sad of the sadness. You're not actually in the emotion. You're getting this, like, secondhand amplification of the emotion. You're not actually experiencing pure sadness, because when you stop resisting your emotional states, you'll actually find that no matter what the emotion is, you can still always feel the beauty in every moment. And this is what I mean by being really at one with yourself. Like, you're not rejecting these emotions. You're like, wow, these emotions are coming from me. They're coming from my integrity. They're coming from my soul. They're coming from who I really am. And they're here to guide me. They're here to guide my conscious mind, where my perception is, where my story creation around my life is. They're here to guide my conscious perception to be in alignment with, like, the kind of subconscious who I really am kind of thing. But the thing is, okay, I don't want to, like, confuse you too much. Don't read too deeply into what I'm saying. Just feel what I'm saying and resonate with what resonates. Leave behind what needs to be left behind. But essentially, when you've practiced something consciously, like you've had a conscious habit that you learned from somebody else and it was taught to you, for example, that you should be, like, ashamed when this happens because somebody yelled at you when you were a kid when you did this, and now you've created this shame response within yourself. Like, your conscious mind just replicated what was taught to you, and that became a habit. And then eventually with the habit, it actually becomes like a subconscious programming. So now you don't even know why you do what you do. It's just a response, and it's like a reactivity. So you're no longer responding to life. You're reacting to life. Like, there's a reactivity about you where you don't even know why you're doing what you're doing. You're just reacting. So how to go to war with the outdated or the contractive perceptions that you've formed around yourself and therefore around others is that's the power of your emotions. They bring you that awareness to then pinpoint, this is something I'm doing that I didn't realize I was doing, but now that I realize it, I can go to war and be the warrior and rewire, reshape that subconscious programming to be aligned with my conscious desires, with what I desire for myself, my life, and everyone around me. And you feel in harmony with yourself when that is all lined up, when your, like, conscious and subconscious mind are operating on the same kind of, on the same wavelength. So, for example, your kind of, like, innate who you are, like, who you really are on the inside, as I said, is somebody who understands that everything is freaking awesome, really, and there is no right or wrong. Like, that's not how our inner world operates. That's just how we've been taught to think. So when you're having a reaction, emotional response that brings out a contractive emotion, like sadness or anger, like, because these are contractive. So, like, what I mean by that is, they make you feel contractive. They make you feel like, yes, they make you feel somewhat uncomfortable in a way, but mainly that discomfort's coming from the resistance of not even experiencing your emotion in the first place. So that's where that's really coming from. But also, the contraction is normal. Like, it's really, really great that you're having a contractive experience to a way that you behaved or a way that you perceived, because that contractive experience is literally there to go, hey, like, this isn't you. This isn't who you really are. Like, this isn't truth. And that contractive like that friction point created from the contractive moment, from the emotion, is, as I said, that's the power, that's the magic, that's the golden nugget. That's where you have now gotten the key to completely transforming your experience of life in those moments. But the thing is, we've been conditioned to be so fucking afraid. I don't know what happened there. We've been conditioned to feel so fucking afraid of failure, of like these emotions of like not being enough. Like there's so much shit going on that we don't even know about under the surface there that's like causing us to instantly like reject and block out our emotions. And while we're doing that, we are not going to be living a high on life. We're going to be living in this limbo state where we're not really feeling ourselves, we're not really anywhere, you know, we're in this middle ground and we're going to be searching for pleasure, we're going to be searching for distraction, we're going to be looking around for like, oh my God, maybe the good thing's going to be there, maybe it's not, but then inherently we just don't think there's anything good. That's bullshit. That's not how we're actually designed to be here, people. We're here to have fun, okay? We're here to create, explore and have a good time and embrace it. Embrace the life that we have, but instead we live in fear. Most of us live in fear of our own lives. And even though we all know we're going to leave this physical body behind and one day we will no longer exist in this physical form, we still act like we're not even alive. We're still just so afraid. And that's because of the programming we've been taught, okay? And if you have the courage to challenge that conditioning, which by the way, will be fucking scary in the beginning. It's going to feel very unnatural. If you have the courage to do that, you can completely transform your experience. I was literally, I think a couple of days ago, thinking about how I used to feel all of the time. And the thing is, I didn't even notice I felt it. Because again, I was so out of touch. Like I had such heavy earmuffs on my ears that I couldn't hear all of the emotions knocking at my door. And when you block out your emotions, you just don't even know who you are anymore. Because as I said, your emotions are coming from your integrity. They're coming from who you really are. I didn't know who I was. I was numb to things. Like I was just numb. And I only know that now looking back. I think, wow, like, you know, I'm not looking back on myself like, oh, I wish that hadn't happened. Not at all. In fact, as I said, I even feel like in that state, I was still kind of like in the state as full as I could have been. But I'm just so grateful to like reflect on my life and see where I am today and how different that is. And that's so exciting for me to see how different my life is, like, and how different the experience is for me now, because that proves to me how this is going to continue to happen. I'm going to continue to be able to reflect on my life and go, wow, it just keeps getting better and better. Like that's literally what it feels like for me. And I cannot stress to you enough how incredible it feels to be at one with yourself. Because that's when you're at one with yourself, you're at one with everything. Because everything around you, all your interactions, all your experiences, everything you perceive is literally just your connection to yourself. Like that's all it is. So yeah, like you're either going to be not realizing that everything around you is just your interaction with yourself, and you know, be in the illusion, which is cool, because guess what, when you're like, this is who I am, and you're in that, like deeply in this like version of yourself, like there's still beauty in that, of like realizing that seeing yourself as an I, and like, you know, seeing yourself as separate from everything else, that's what we're really all here for. You know, we really are here for that I experience, because it creates our unique perspective in the world. But it's also equally awesome to realize that you are part of a whole. Like everything around you is actually just an extension of you. It's all you. So now that you know, when you have both of these kind of awarenesses, like, and you go, wow, I get to play this character of Tegan, for example, like I get to play this character that I create. You get to do the same for yourself. You get to create the character of who you are. And you get to choose, like, I'm going to immerse myself into this character of Tegan, who has these morals and values and has these rules that she plays by. That's really cool, because that connects you to like the meaning of your life. But then at the same time, you can also be like, well, at the same time, don't take things too seriously, because that's what's so cool about this all, is that we are here for the diversity that's created through all of us having our own unique experiences. So we're not here to like hate on difference and reject difference, you know, we're actually here to enjoy it
and like savor it and like drink it up. We're not here to be like, oh, this person's wrong and this person's this and fuck this person and fuck that.
We're here to just see it all and just go, wow, look at the diversity. Look at this creation. That's really what we're here to do, you know? Like, that's exciting. And when you start seeing it like this, guys, this is what I mean. Like, every day can be a fucking joy. It can be. That is not unreasonable. That is not unrealistic. That can be your life. Like, it's up to you and it's up to what you want. You can be listening to what I'm saying and going, yeah, but I don't want that. Cool. What do you want? You get to create it. What do you desire? You get to create it. For me, I knew I wanted to be in every moment and just immersed in it as much as possible. I wanted to be able to feel it all and like, I wanted to just be in awe of it all, and I felt very disconnected, and it was that actual disconnect. Like, as I said, those feelings of depression or those feelings of anxiety, those feelings of despair, those feelings of sadness, that those were blessings, because those feelings that I finally let in after so many years of rejecting, those are the very emotions that guided me to the opposite, to the state of joy that I have now most of the time, you know, to the state of excitement and just awe that I have for life. Like, I couldn't be receiving these emotions of fucking awesomeness without also receiving the other emotions of like despair and resistance that I needed to sit with and then therefore reconnect with myself in that process. So that's really how you do it, guys. Like, your high on life is a life where you're living as yourself, where you're connected to who you really are. Like, and I want you to know that your emotions, regardless of whether you perceive them as right or wrong or good or bad, are always coming from your integrity. They're always coming from who you really are. And they're usually almost always, well, they are, they're in response to the meaning-making machine of the mind. They're responding to perception. They're not responding to what another person did. They're responding to your perception of what the other person did. Very powerful, different, very powerful distinction, because it's very different. Because when you realize, wait a second, it's not the person that I'm angry at, it's my perception of the person that I'm angry at. And then you just get to go, well, I'm just going to change the perception. And some people call that brainwashing, and I call that creating your own fucking reality. That's what I call it. It's amazing. Because, you know, living in like, I guess, a kind of state of not being connected really is the one where you're looking at your emotions. So the moral of the story is, guys, no matter who's at your door, whether it's happiness, whether it's anger, whether it's sadness or joy, invite them in for a cup of tea. Just, you know, invite them in, sit down, don't judge them, stop judging them, let them be who they, like, let them be. And then in that process, you'll realize that you'll stop judging yourself as well, and you'll be able to let yourself be too. And that's pretty fucking awesome. I'm so glad you pushed play, and I hope you got so much juice from today's episode. Start applying all the tools and techniques that resonated with you so you can continue to embrace who you really are, one new action and belief at a time. If you're loving the podcast, be sure to leave a review. Every month I select one person who has rated my podcast and shared it on their social media to join me for a complimentary human design reading podcast episode. Make sure you let me know when you share the podcast so I get your entry. Now go enjoy your day or night wherever you are. I can't wait for next week's episode.